Telekinesis from Seattle, featuring Michael Benjamin Lerner, our guest today. He's the drummer in the band. He writes the songs, and he played all the instruments on the new album, 12 Desperate Straight Lines, that producer Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie didn't. Walla also produced Telekinesis' debut album. I began by making the obvious comment that it is unusual to have a frontman drummer and asked if live Michael manages to get out from behind the kit.
We try and do it every show, actually. Do like a little acoustic bit in the middle, because when you play behind the drums, it's kind of like a full assault of cymbals and stuff for the audience, you know? So it's kind of nice to step out. Also, it gives me a break. Like, I can catch my breath a little bit, which is really nice.
I wanted to talk about that because I can't imagine. I watch drummers anyway with all four limbs going, and it's pretty aerobic. And singing, much the same. Is it tough to combine the two?
It is and it isn't at the same time. For me, it's not that bad because it's honestly the most comfortable instrument for me, which to a lot of people it just doesn't make sense. It's like, yeah. You know, how do you do that? But I think once you unlock the four limbs doing different things at the same time, adding another piece to the puzzle is a lot easier. So for me, playing the guitar is like the hardest part of the whole set for me.
You mean All of us aren't living up to our possibilities, is what you're
saying? Maybe.
To
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, the other parts of this three-piece are Jason Narducci and Cody Vodolato, who's actually sitting behind the drum kit right now. Well, I'm anxious. We collectively, the radio audience, are anxious to hear what this sounds like. But I understand you're going to do a song to start off with that is not from 12 Desperate Straight Lines?
No. Yeah, this is a brand new song. It's called Feels Like a Film. I did write it in Berlin during the writing period for writing this new record, but it never made it on the record.
Cool.
So it's a B-side, as it were.
Took a walk as the snow came down. Feels like a film when I'm in this town. The sound of sirens echoes through my door. I wake up drunk on the kitchen floor. To the corner of a busy street. Feel the trains pass beneath my feet. Stop and wonder how it all works out. The passersby don't even make a sound. To my left, there's a rambling man. Pocket full of change and a shaky hand. To my right, a couple screams and shouts. I cannot tell what they're fighting about. And I'm all out of touch, I'm all out of time. I don't believe in love, yeah, doing just fine. I walk and don't run. I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with that.
Very nice. Something brand new from Telekinesis. They have a new album called 12 Desperate Straight Lines. And now Michael has moved behind the drum kit. So we are ready to commence for the rest of this. You talk about going to Berlin to write. And you're not the first band person who's been through here has had kind of this creative epiphany in Berlin. Why is it good for that? What's the deal?
I don't know. It's the city has just got this really, really incredible atmosphere for art, for artistic people. It's really insane. It's hard to describe it. You go there and you just feel that. I mean, A, it's super cheap. So it's like a really big city, but it's super, super cheap to live there. So there's lots of artistic people. And when I say super cheap, it's like you can get a really, really nice apartment for not a lot of money in a great part of town.
Oh, come on. What's not a lot of money?
Like, the people that I've stayed with in these great apartments, when I stayed there, I think I spent 300 euro for the month, and it was a crazy big apartment. Like, I had this huge room with giant ceilings, hardwood floor, or like fur flooring, and like super nice. And that's how every apartment I've ever been to is there, and usually they're even cheaper than that. So it's kind of a hotbed for people to go, because Munich, like the next city in Germany, is crazy expensive. So everyone sort of flocks there, you know? Like, Munich's really, really, really super expensive.
Now, I understand you like to write fast, like you gave yourself a song a day kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's, because Berlin is so cool, especially, I felt like if I went there and didn't give myself that sort of boundary every day, I would go out and have fun all day long. Because it's easy to do that, so I would have to take a tram to my little rehearsal space that I was hanging out with friends at, and it would take like a half an hour, and I would leave at 9 and then come home at 5 and eat dinner and then go hang out, and I did that for a month, and it was awesome. You can totally, after doing that, I totally understand why Bowie and Lou Reed and Depeche Mode, all these bands, have done it. I think Iggy Pop even did a record there.
Our guests today are Telekinesis, and this is one of the tunes from the album. What do you want to do next?
This song is called Please Ask for Help.
Nice, very nice version of Please Ask for Help from Telekinesis, who are playing live for us today on The Cafe. You, once again on this album, worked with Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie, who has the finest hair in rock and roll.
Yeah, that's so true, right?
Absolutely.
I don't know how, I kind of do know how he does it.
How does he do it?
I can't say. I feel like he would get mad if I said that to the world.
But I've always been impressed. But also very impressed with how he can work with so many different people and bring out what's cool about each kind of band he works with.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but I understand, I was reading about how you met him, and the whole history of Telekinesis is like this amazing, could only happen in the 21st century rock and roll story. It's unbelievable.
It is super. It really is actually pretty unbelievable.
Would you mind kind of going through it? It started on MySpace?
Totally. Yeah. I really just started as a drummer. Just wanted to be a drummer in a band. Was doing that. And was starting to get kind of burned out on that. I was playing in like 3 bands in Seattle and rehearsing every day and then playing shows and then working at a record store. And I was writing songs for fun. And then I had a MySpace page like everyone did 3 years ago. And was just putting songs in there randomly. And I think I had written Coast of Carolina or a version of that. And I had that up there. And just got a message from him that said, "Hey, this is Chris Walla. You know, really like the songs up here. They're really cool." And that's it. You know, I have the nicest hair in rock and roll.
Right.
And I went to their show. I think it was like 2 weeks after that.
This was a Death Cab show
for Narrow Stairs. It was the first show of Narrow Stairs. And it was in Bremerton, Washington, which is where Ben Gibbard is from.
Right.
And it was this tiny little place. And after the show, we were hanging out backstage because their drummer is a really good friend of mine. And that's how I met all those people. And Chris just sort of walked up and said, "Hey, do you want to make a record together?" Which was, you know, pretty shocking for me at that moment. And I thought it was just him being nice because he's really nice. And it ended up happening. And then it sort of started snowballing after he did a blog post on Stereo Gum. They took over Stereo Gum when Narrow Stairs came out, and he named Telekinesis as band to watch. And like immediately after that, I got messages from Columbia Records, booking agents, and like all of this stuff. And the Columbia Records thing went on for months, and they flew me to New York and came to Seattle to see our band play, and like it got crazy. And then we made the record, and Merge Records wanted to put it out, which was the label that I wanted to be on. And now here we are on World Cafe.
Michael Benjamin Lerner from Telekinesis is our guest today. Or Telekinesis is, it's one of those things. It's the alter ego.
Yeah.
It's the band. But and of course, as we just mentioned, this album is out on Merge Records. And one other thing I wanted to talk about has to do with recording. And I don't know whether you or Chris Walla came up with this, but you used Brian Eno's Oblique Strategies, which is a series of cards which tells you things to do, but they're not always apparent what it means, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's kind of genius, actually, which makes sense because it comes from Brian Eno. It's basically a handbook. It's like a recording handbook in the fashion of tiny little cards that are black and white, and they just have, you know, phrases on them. And if you're having an issue in the studio, or if you're just not feeling like something is going correctly, which happens all the time because you're sitting in a dark room all day long, not eating and not drinking water, and so you pull a card, and sometimes the card will say, "Go eat some food. Go drink some water," stuff like that, like take care of yourself, or go outside. And then other times the card will say something like, "Turn the tape upside down," which I'm pretty sure that we might have drawn that card on 50 ways. And I played the drum part backwards, and then he reversed the tape and then flipped it back over again, which is that weird reverb thing on that song. And then there's the dreaded race everything.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You didn't get that.
We got it, but we didn't do it. That's like U2 style, big budget record kind of thing.
Right.
But there's that famous Brian Eno story in which he was not happy with, I think it was Where the Streets Have No Name. And he was like trying to erase that entire take. And he was doing it. And an assistant like tackled him right before he pressed record and erased that entire magical, wonderful take. So he's a weirdo in that sense, but...
Oh, my God.
A weird genius.
Well, you talked about doing the song that had the Country Lane.
Yeah, totally.
You do that one?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Country Lane, finishing up our session with Telekinesis today. Jason Narduzzi on the bass, Cody Bottolato on the Rickenbacker, and on the drums, songs, vocals, Michael Benjamin Lerner. Thank you, guys.
This was great. This was really fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.